Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Power to the people. You know how it feels good when you can say that shit? Really mean that shit? You know what I mean? We're in a state of mind of popping off, getting all lit off, man. Last night was a great night. Me and my son's mother, you know what I'm saying, we was here doing something that we have always done, like, you know what I'm saying? We was building, you know what I mean? And the way we was building the structure, man, we was on YouTube getting a lot of great information. Shouts out to the brother, Professor Griff, you know what I'm saying? Spread the message, man. I laid my life down for Professor Griff, man. I laid my life down for Sister Soldier. I laid my life down for Asia Segment. I laid my life down for any black sister in the movement, in the struggle of life, trying to make something, man. Same thing for my brothers. You know what I mean? I tell people all the time, you know what I mean? I'm from New York. I'm from Cali. My birthright is in Jamaica. I lived in New York. Love New York, but I love the West more. You know, when I was on the West Coast, I had the privilege of being around some real intelligent brothers. Salute to my BHK family. Because, you know what I mean? The level of hightitude of respect that we have amongst each other's brothers, it's not even the kind of high respect that you would have for a brother in the streets. You know what I'm saying? I love my brothers. I ride for my brothers. I die for my brothers. A lot of people die for causes in this world that makes no sense. You know what I mean? A lot of people sell their souls to the devil. I was just talking to my son's brother last night. I was showing him some stuff, trying to show his mind elder elevations in this industry to understand it, you know. And you can't lead everybody in this industry. When I first came into this industry, I was told by my mentor that this is a homosexual run business. Period. You know what I mean? Now, a couple years later in the new millennium, I'm keeping it 100. I don't give a fuck if they want to kill me, if they want to throw me off a rooftop. We as a people got to wake up, man. We got to see these faggot-ass motherfuckers that's sitting up here running this world, man. We got to get them the fuck out, man. This industry that I came to love, man, this music business, now has the same dark shadows always had. But if you look at how hip-hop as a culture has been raped, bamboozled, been shackled, not by these cracker motherfuckers, but by these house niggas, these thick-in-the-ass house niggas who quit to sell out their own kind just to make a dollar. Look on my Facebook page. You see all the knowledge I've been throwing out there, man. You know what I mean? We have Sister Soldier, Asia Segment. Today's show is very simple. I'm only focusing on some joints from Asia Segment and Sister Soldier. The reason being is, because I feel like today I just want to get some real positive message out there. You know what I'm saying? I have some other joints, but I got those tucked away. I'm going to focus on something because Sister Soldier, she came out with Slavery's Back in Effect, The Hate That Hate Me. We don't understand it. You know, the problem with us black folks is we always want to sell dope. We always want to hit the fashion store. You know what I'm saying? We always want to say bitch and hoe. We always want to look at the black woman and degrade her in every fashion and every fucking way. But we'll never pick up a black woman if she falls down on the motherfucking ground. But let that old cracker-ass bitch fall down, and you motherfucking niggas is running to go pick that cracker up. You know what I mean? Fucking cracker throws a fucking bag out the fucking window. You want to go help him carry out his groceries, his garbage and shit. You know what I mean? We're in a fucking recession because the fucking world is coming to a motherfucking end is what they want to tell us. That's what you want to believe. You go ahead. Now, we run around and support people like Oprah Winfrey, fucking house nigga bitch. I could say that because she is a house nigga bitch. I don't give a fuck about Oprah Winfrey. To tell you the real fucking honest truth, I don't really give a fuck about Jay-Z. Don't really give a fuck about no 50 Cent. Really don't give a fuck about no Lil Wayne and shit. And damn well don't give a fuck about no Nicki Minaj. See, these are the illusions that they put in front of our young kids to let them follow those people and let our kids believe that these motherfuckers is leading them into a land of righteousness. We have to wake up as people, man, and start teaching, man, because we as black people will never move forward till we learn to cut that motherfucking devil's hands off and stop being motherfucking goddamn nieces and nephews to Uncle fucking Lynch. Now, if y'all want to know who Willie Lynch is, go read a fucking book, because niggas don't go to the library. Only time a nigga walk into a library is if he chasing some pussy or he trying to get us some grape. You know what I mean? It's like I was watching this thing and I was watching, you know, Professor Griff. And I'm going to be honest. I saw that video by Erykah Badu where she took the clothes off. Now, everybody saw it and was like, oh, my God, look at her ass. Look at her titties. I'm not going to lie. I didn't know what the fuck the video's concept was. I really did not know until Professor Griff broke it down. And it's crazy. Because I have a newfound respect for that video and the mentality behind it to where I was like, God damn, everything in that video pointed a symbolical thing to something that's going on. You got to think about it. Erykah Badu is the only female right now in that category that was left open and vacant by India Irie, you know what I mean, to take it to that next level. I mean, hell, look what she did for the home dude, you know what I'm saying, from Outkast. She gave him knowledge herself. He couldn't understand it, couldn't deal with it. So he could have run with it. So what did he do? He felt victim. You know what I'm saying? Andre just went left field. You know what I mean? There's so many motherfuckers in this rap game that's kicking in the ass, and y'all scared to expose them. Y'all female rappers are scared to expose them. Y'all sit in the same fucking room with these faggot-ass niggas and smoke weed with these faggot-ass niggas. And y'all act like you can't even expose these niggas because you're too worried about how far would I get with my career. Understand me. Pussy runs the world, not dick. Pussy runs the world. I could take four chicks out the projects and take those four chicks to fucking England and have Tony Blair on his motherfucking knees worshiping that pussy. You gotta look at it, man. And understand it. Right now, we're in a situation where we need our black women. We need our black women to stand up. Stop falling for the shucking and jiving. If that nigga sell dope and that nigga coming to your crib and that nigga want to lay up in your bed and he don't want to give you no money, sister, kick that nigga to the fucking curb. Cause that motherfucker ain't going to help you when the revolution jumps off. You need a real-ass nigga. Asia Segment said it best. She said, I want a nigga like Malcolm. And none of y'all niggas is ready like Malcolm, man. As a big brother to all my sisters out there, yeah, I said it. I'll take the role and be your big brother. Because I don't have to give you money. Fuck money. I give you knowledge of self. I show you how to walk upright with your head high. So, yo, further ado, man, 15 minutes, man. Let's get into some real shit, man. Let's get back into the tunes and the crazy shit. You know what I mean? We're going to set it off with Asia Segment. I ain't even going to send no shots out to nobody. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to get right into the music. I'm just pissed off. You know what I'm saying? I'm really fucking pissed off. You know what I'm saying? Tomorrow I'm going to I'm just pissed the fuck off right now today. Because it's like, I can only relate my life to a certain a lot of things. You know what I mean? I'm going through a situation right now, and it kind of makes me look at the black woman in a better way. Not saying all black women is like that, because I never judge all women because of one fucking asshole woman. Can't do that. But some of you women walking around the planet Earth are so blind. Some of you women want to have faggot friends, want to have a homo dude as your friend. For what? What the fuck does a woman have in common with a homosexual dude? You see what I'm saying? How can you have a husband and have a relationship with a faggot as your friend and expect your husband to welcome that faggot into your fucking house? You see what I'm saying? Go and read the Bibles. Read the Qurans. Read the different books and the different scriptures and you would understand. Homosexuality is bullshit. It's what these cracker European motherfuckers introduced to us. Look in the industry. How many real female MCs are you seeing on BET? How many of them are you seeing on MTV? You have to go to fucking YouTube just to hear some real rap shit. Because they won't allow no woman into the industry. They already said it. If you ain't eating the pussy, you can't party with the boys. For years, women been trying to get into this industry, been trying to ride with the brothers, but they can't. Because if they ain't eating the pussy, they can't ride with the brothers. That's bullshit. And then you got these faggot-ass pastors sitting on TV and shit. Fuck them all. But you know what? We're going to get into some real raw shit today. Y'all can follow me on Facebook at Shah Rastafari. It's real simple. I just had to get that shit off my chest. Yo, I'm about to get more into it, man. Unity and Bullets, man. Asia segment, man. Let's rock and roll.
Oh, we. Oh, we. We ain't got no racks on that side, nigga. Unity and Bullets. Realize, be a Malcolm X, Huey Newton, kill Jesus, revolution, white power, white God, do the tea and bullets, knock a crack of body off, be a Malcolm X, Huey Newton, kill Jesus, revolution, white power, white God, do the tea and bullets, knock a crack of body off. They program you if you're black, yeah, they getting hoes. Falling in the club, belly pay your rent though. House nigga, that's your nickname. Stupid fat fuck, polluting the people's brain. Take the oath, you're now affiliated. Built America, pop your black babies. Talking kidnappers, white cotton traitors. Got a record deal, who's your booty penetrator? Unity and bullets. Where my comrades, where the jack boys, take back what the crackers grab. In a prison dorm, the real Archie Bunker, throwing Cheeto over the top and you can fuck each other. Be a Malcolm X, Huey Newton, kill Jesus, revolution, white power, white God, unity and bullets, knock a cracker body off. Be a Malcolm X, Huey Newton, kill Jesus, revolution, white power, white God, unity and bullets, knock a crack of body off. This is real life, so who control your hood? Sell your soul for anything in nigger Hollywood. Thank you, Big Meech, take a charge for him. Do his calendar, hold a bar for him. Look a house, nigga. Now look at me. I expose the pantyhose and get pioneer free. Switching this away, you niggas sideways. Glorifying crime, do not drink the Kool-Aid. Fuck a house nigga, you ain't self-made. Sign the white man deal dictating what you say. This for broke nigga, we all broke nigga. A bunch of dope won't take the choke off the rope nigga. Be a Malcolm X, Huey Newton. Kill Jesus, revolution, white power, white God, unity and bullets, knock a crack of body off. Be a Malcolm X, Huey Newton, kill Jesus, revolution, white power, white God, unity and bullets, knock a crack of body off. Why these women eating, licking on a bloody pussy? Age up the bitch, nigga. Boy, y'all out your super pussy. I don't want a Louis bag, I want to kill somebody. Think he cracked a dog, he always went and killed somebody. A hungry nigga wait, praying for a church plate. Choke on the chicken bone, Bible middle masturbate. We just jungle bunnies, headed nowhere fast. The master give you money, dick away a bust ass. I love my black brothers, itchy on the level. Get them out the jail, Yahoo, apply the pressure. Be the nation that'll prepare to crack a coffin. I think we're really awesome, I think about it often. Be a Malcolm X, Huey Newton, kill Jesus, revolution, white power, white God, unity and bullets, knock a crack of body off. Be a Malcolm X, Huey Newton, kill Jesus, revolution, white power, white God, unity and bullets, knock a crack of body off.
Sister Soldier, are you a racist?
You can't call me or any black person any place in the world a racist. We don't have the power to do to white people what white people have done to us. And even if we did, we don't have that low-down, dirty nature.
So do you believe there are any good white people?
If there are, I haven't met them. Where are they?
Good evening, America. This is your president. Please listen carefully to the announcement I'm about to make. After careful consideration and research, Vice President Duke, Congress, and myself have concluded that black people have not advanced technologically. Their educational testing scores are on a rapid decline. The vast majority of them are on welfare and producing babies at a faster rate than they can support them. And we will not carry them anymore. We are left with no other choice but to put slavery back into effect. All blacks will report to the designated camps in their area to receive further orders. The only blacks excused will be those serving in the United States military and the police. Any blacks who do not cooperate will be terminated immediately. I repeat, slavery is back in effect.
We are at war! That's what I told you! I know you heard what the president said, and if the nigga don't move, then he's dead. It's time for us to take the stand. Woman to woman and man to man. Blood pressure through your veins, you feel the fear. Who'd have thought that it could happen here? In the land of the free, home of the brave. The year's 95, you're a slave. When they first hear the news, press play and then rewind and review. But the message is clear and it cuts just like the knife. You don't surrender, they take your life. And I remember the movies my mama used to show me.
What's your name?
Remember the times when they fought and they sold you. We are at war! That's what I told you. That's what I told you. Racism was here, but they didn't take it seriously. And then they said that I was crazy. Violence escalating, and it's sad to see so many brothers being killed by the enemy. Mothers and daughters and fathers and sons. Why can't they see we couldn't win by the gun? I told you how to win, but now it's too late. The enemy's on the rise, and he steals your face. Greed is a weapon, technology section. The war drum is sounding, the tool is the record. The will and the skill of the black man, exact man. Once again, know your enemy from your friend.
Back in the back. gorilla, my father rocking. The drink's the gorilla than a motherfucker. Black power cocktail, give the devil hell. The hood already know that TP is illusion. Money, blood, and dope keep economy moving. Financial aid system, trigger paper degree. Graduate to come sucking for a J-O-B. Fight the power with a G-A-T. Or maybe you'll get hired if you join the Baphomet Society. Homosexual crackers running all of America. Suck the right victim hoes, give you a handler. I am the eye of rock, keep a flame, we damage them. Take the mile, open yada, dishevel them. Talking that shit, cause you got through the gate. But ain't no secret hitting from the streets to talk where you stay. Can't keep the thin hush while our babies be suffering. Weak bitches bending over loving who buffer them. All the white boys in the media gate. And these house niggas want a metal plate where they lay. And you just a black man getting smashed in a white boy world. Gorillas in the motherfucker revolution cocking that they throw. You're just a black gnat getting smashed in a white boy world. Gorillas in the motherfucker revolution cocking that they throw. Okay, here's a proposition. Listen to your hate and your complaints and your opinions. So you can hear a pin drop screaming revolution. And niggas running in the corner scared of revolution. What you think if the Pentagon bomb Iran? Will these monkey shine niggas have Nouveau in their hands? My father ride with me and he goon as fuck. On your knees hoping that a fake cracker hear us. Praying to our fantasy savior. You can't believe I pulled the dress back. I spit the glyph nature. And now you pissed cause you gave your ties to the pastor. Go get your sack back and tell us if that bitch lacked it. Not saying earth them hoes and jack your dick in the cell. Just asking you the question what's been spoken your ear. Programmed in your brain, taught in your classroom. Perhaps you love Santa Claus, witches, bunnies, and brooms, huh?
You're just a black gnat getting smashed in a white boy world. Gorillas in the motherfucker revolution cocking that they throw. You just a black gnat getting smacked in a white boy world. Gorillas in the motherfucker revolution cocking that they throw.
You wanna hear spooky shit, Illuminati operatives, shiny bomb spaceships and tails in the phone. Reptilians and CIA, kept the mind.
In this world of confusion, we ask for your guidance, we ask for truth, we ask for love amongst ourselves. Rastafari, Empress Menenai, strengthen this wonderful trad we have called Rasta.